a morning party.
Get ready, gentlemen. Brace yourselves. This is it.
3, 2, 1.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's Monday. It is. Monday is a tough day. We got another week, people.
Whew.
We got another week. Or at least another day.
Yep.
Praise the Lord for that.
PTL.
It is Monday, March 16th, 6:18. Welcome to it. We are a week removed from daylight savings.
Yep.
I think it's finally like starting to settle in that it's really early.
It's weird.
Really dark, and you really need to get up.
Yes.
So, anyways, we got a great show for you today. It's a little different. Our producer Dougie, he moved to the bigs.
Yep,
he's got a new gig. I see you. We can still see him. He's just doing bigger and better things now.
Yep.
You know, like
he had to move on from birthdays.
Not birthdays.
He's doing something else.
Hey, if you still want to get a birthday shout out in, you can. Studio@mystaticradio.com. We still take requests. We'll still do a birthday shout out of sorts.
We will.
And, yeah, we just want to hang out. So give us a call, 505-338-3700, the phone number. Or, of course, facebook.com/mystaticradio. You can always find us there. And, again, if there's something you want to hear to wake you up on your drive to work or to school or whatever it may be, just getting ready for the day, we are here for you.
Yes.
Dude, we got a good show today. I'm excited. I've been looking at different stories from the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of stuff happened over the weekend.
A lot of stuff happened over the weekend. We're going to catch you up today.
Yeah, and a big shout out to Albuquerque Christian School. They invited us to their murder mystery dinner this weekend in celebration of their school and raising funds for that amazing Christian school. And so that was cool to see, witness,
fun.
Be a part of. I was right. It was the lovers.
It was the lovers.
Lovers did it.
Yes. It was a mystery theater.
It was interesting.
We got to sit by some cool folks.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Meet some cool new people. Talk about yet another cool private Christian school in the Albuquerque area. Today, we're going to be talking a little bit about the faux iWatch.
Mm.
It's already on the market.
The faux one?
Yeah. The real iWatch isn't even out and available yet, but in Korea, you can get one. We'll talk about...
Interesting.
Yeah, the real versus the fake. We're going to talk a little bit about... Vince Gilligan, the Breaking Bad creator, and his request to fans in the Albuquerque area.
Mm-hmm.
We got a shout out from him to you. And talking a little bit about your child, and is it okay to let them fail? I've got an amazing fail story from the weekend.
Yep.
That we'll definitely have to talk
about. We're also going to talk about Vince Gill and his effect on your children through country music.
What?
Yeah.
Very cool. All right.
We're not talking about that.
Okay.
If we did, though, that would be interesting.
That would be interesting. I was like, wow, that's really...
Yeah.
That's Amy Grant's dude.
The effects of country music on children, coming up next.
On the way, breaking news. Also got a culture shock from Cartel. Right now, it's Kai Kai. Steve Boss, morning party.
Nah.
Static.
Have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
Good morning, everyone. It's Monday, March 16th.
Beware the Ides of March.
I think those have already happened. Or we are within them.
St. Patty's Day was yesterday, right?
No.
When was St. Patty's
Day? It's Tuesday. It's tomorrow.
Oh, it's tomorrow?
It's tomorrow.
I don't even know.
The 17th.
Everybody celebrated this weekend.
Yeah, everybody had a St. Patrick's Day thing this weekend.
Yeah.
Or a lot of people did. Saw a lot of pictures on the internet. People being crazy. You crazy guys. Anyway, today's Monday, and we want to let you know, or catch you up, on what happened this weekend. Because a lot of news stories happened this weekend.
Yeah.
So we found a few to talk about here for your breaking news. First up, movie news. Of the magical kind. Because apparently, Cinderella... It broke some records.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. It made a lot more money than they were expecting it to. It's living happily ever after. Ha ha ha.
I know our afternoon girl went and saw that this weekend.
Did she?
Yeah.
That's cool. Females have once again flexed their might at the box office, delivering a $132.1 million worldwide debut.
Wow.
For the live-action version of Cinderella, directed by Kenneth Branagh. He's the guy that directed Thor.
Yep.
The first Thor. It included an estimated $70 million domestic and a record-breaking $25 million in China. This is the latest in the series of Disney kind of taking their animated movies and putting a live-action spin on them. We saw Maleficent last year with Angelina Jolie. That was a monster at the box office. And next, they're going to do a live-action version of Beauty and the Beast, starring Emma Watson. And it don't stop.
Right.
And I don't know if you guys have seen the trailer for Tomorrowland, starring George Clooney, but that movie looks incredible.
Yeah.
Have you seen the latest trailer?
I haven't.
It's going to blow your mind. Straight up. Anyway, I'm stoked about this Cinderella remake. I got to be honest. I like Disney movies.
You do.
And so I'm looking forward to seeing this movie.
Yeah.
I'd be lying if I didn't say that when that original teaser trailer came out with the little glass slipper, I didn't get kind of excited. It's magical, and that's fine.
There you go.
Yeah, so it made a lot more money.
Dude, yeah.
The girl that's playing Cinderella is from Downton Abbey, so you know our Downton Abbey friends are stoked.
Yeah, yeah. Speaking of money.
Yeah, speaking of tons of money. Tons and tons of money for useless needs. Creflo Dollar is hoping a few folks will see fit to bless him. Now, Creflo Dollar, he's a mega church pastor from the Atlanta area.
Yeah.
His, World Changers Church International, huge mega church, and he's a big time televangelist, I guess.
Right.
His name is Creflo Dollar. Living up to his namesake, he's asking 200,000 people committed to sow $300 or more to help achieve his goal to purchase a G650 airplane. What's that?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what it is. It's a luxury private jet.
At least he's honest.
Is he? He says he's had a lot of incidents with his current jet. It's gotten a little old.
Right.
It's been in service for more than 3 decades. The right engine went out en route to Australia, but the plane was able to safely land at its destination thanks to the experience of the pilot and the crew.
Ooh.
During another trip, mechanical failure caused the jet to skid off a runway in London, while Taffy Dollar, I guess that's his wife.
Oh.
You can't make this up. Nope. And their 3 daughters were aboard. Okay, so He's thankful for God's grace on that airplane, but it's time for a new one because I guess the grace has run out on the old one. It happens with our cars.
Yeah.
You know, I get sick of my car all the time.
Dude, grace ran out on my car this weekend.
Did it?
Yeah, we'll talk about that coming up with my kids.
We will talk about that. Yes. Well, I would say that grace totally was
actually
on
your
car.
Right. No, you're absolutely right.
I would say that it stuck around. Here's the weird thing, guys. According to the Gulfstream G650's website, it's the biggest, fastest, most luxurious, longest range, and most technologically advanced jet by far.
Okay.
So, you know, you want to have a nice jet because Dollar says they need our help to continue reaching a lost and dying world for the Lord Jesus Christ. So they need the nicest jet possible to do that with.
Yeah.
I saw a thing related to this, and it was talking about how they were saying, look, we have to have a nice jet if we want to fly 12 people and $100,000 worth or 100,000 pounds of food to some foreign country or whatever. That was kind of like the statement. But then this guy, this analyst said, here's the deal. That airplane will only hold about 99,000 pounds of weight, period. So if you got 12 people and 100,000 pounds of food, your airplane's not going to get off the ground.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, is it a scam? Yes.
Man.
It's a scam.
Yeah.
But if you want to give your money to this guy for a new jet.
Yeah.
Why not? Or you could fly high with somebody else.
Ooh.
And that other somebody is Robert Downey Jr. We know him as Iron Man.
Tony Stark.
He did something really cool, I believe, on Friday. He presented a robotic arm to young Alex Pring, a Central Florida boy who is missing his right arm from just above his elbow. The arm was made by Limitless Solutions. Solutions.
Gotcha.
A volunteer group started by Albert Monero, a University of Central Florida engineering PhD student. to make free bionic arms for kids that need them.
It's incredible.
It is. Through 3D printing technology, Alex and others have had the chance to get a robotic arm so they can use their limbs again. And this guy was stoked because Iron Man gave him his arm.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. Tony Stark himself, he met him in an Atlanta hotel room and I guess pulled the robotic arm out of like a suitcase, and Robert Downey Jr. had on an Iron Man arm. It's really, really cool of him to do that. He said after giving him the new arm, Downey invited Alex to hang out with him in Atlanta this summer while he's filming the new Captain America Civil War movie.
Oh, what? So cool.
Steve-O, are we going to have to make you lose an arm? We need to be in this movie.
Amazing.
Maybe we shouldn't do that. Sounds offensive. Alex is 7 years old. He's in first grade. He's a huge superhero fan. His mom had told him they were going to Atlanta to meet Monero, the guy that runs Limitless Solutions, and a specialist who was working on a new arm. And then, boom.
Oh, man.
Iron Man walks in the room.
That's so cool,
that
man.
Is so cool. That was really cool, Robert Downey Jr.
Good job, Robert
If you
Downey
ask
Jr.
me.
Yeah.
And finally, a neato story coming out of Maine. Maybe you're looking for a new house.
Oh.
Maybe you don't have a lot of money. You're on a strict budget.
Okay.
And maybe you're really, really good at writing essays.
Okay.
Well, if you don't mind relocating, I've got the house for you. If owning a lakeside bed and breakfast is your dream, here's your chance. Because for $125 and a 200-word essay, the Center Lovell Inn in Maine could be all yours. That's right. They're giving away an entire inn.
This is crazy.
Yeah, innkeeper Janice Sage is running an essay contest to select the new owner. I guess this is kind of a tradition. In 1993, she became the owner of the inn by winning a similar contest. She isn't giving up the bed and breakfast for nothing, though. The property and building are valued at $905,000. And she expects to collect at least that much money from the entry fees.
Wow.
In fact, she will return all the money if she doesn't receive at least 7,500 entries into this contest. That many entry fees would give her about $938,000. She pledges to give the winner $20,000 to get them started.
What's crazy about that is 7,500 200-word essays.
Yeah.
This last week, I was helping Chrissy read some essays from the school.
Yeah.
And I read about 20 of them, and by the end of the 20th, it was
done?
Wait, I like this one.
Mm-hmm.
I like this one. I really like this one. I don't know how to differentiate. I've read 20 essays.
Ugh.
20.
Speaking of 20, Sage.
7,500.
This lady's going to select the top 20 essays and then turn them over to two other judges who will pick the winner.
Okay.
The judges don't have a vested interest in the business, so it'll be totally neutral.
All right.
That's pretty awesome, and I'm thinking about this.
Yeah.
No lie, I'm thinking about
this.
We
really should.
Could run an inn in Maine.
Yeah.
That would be pretty awesome.
$125 entry fees, that we said.
And it's nothing to balk at either. I mean, it's got 7 guest rooms, 2 dining rooms, a screen-in wraparound porch. It was built in 1805, overlooking the White Mountains, and it's less than 2 hours from Boston.
Wow.
A little over an hour from Portland, Maine.
That'd be amazing.
It would, except right now it's probably under frigid ice and death.
Still,
during the summertime,
yeah,
this would be pretty good.
Absolutely.
Anyway.
I'm loading that up.
Load it up.
200-word essay?
We're going to write an essay.
Okay, you write 100 words, I'll write 100 words, we'll piece it together.
Okay, what if I write the essay, and then you just share in the winnings?
Okay.
How's that sound?
That's okay.
Let's do it that way.
But are you saying I don't have writing skills?
I'm just saying I want to win.
Okay. Oh, it's 6:40. Wake up.
Wake up, everybody. It's Monday.
That's right. Coming up, more of this.
Oh, yeah.
Got some Dance Veil on the way. Got a culture shock for you. And some more T-Boss and Morning Party.
Now.
Static. Deus Vale, anything you say. Static Radio, good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to Team Awesome Morning Party, hanging out with you.
Yeah.
Dude, local fans of Albuquerque were making the news.
What happened?
Not in a great way.
What'd they do this time?
Well, Breaking Bad creator, he has called out some fans of the show, Vince Gilligan.
Yes.
Of course, they are still rocking Better Call Saul, which is on Tuesdays.
Right.
Right? Yeah. Well, this last week on the podcast for Better Call Saul, Gilligan called out fans who have been throwing pizzas on the roof of the Walter White residence.
This was a scene from the show.
Yeah.
Famous scene.
Very famous scene.
Yeah.
Scene in question, Bryan Cranston's character, he was attempting to reunite with his wife. He had the pizza. It was like his olive branch. She didn't accept it. He throws the pizza on the roof. great scene. However, not great is that fans are actually getting pizzas and trying to recreate the scene.
Yeah.
So that they can take pictures.
But guys, there's a family that lives in that house.
It's a real house, guys. There's a family that lives in there. In fact, he said, Gilligan, he said they're two of the nicest people in the world and they deserve to be treated well. I remember, man, well, anytime a band comes into town, it seems like that is the place.
Yeah.
That's like the new national monument.
It's true.
In our city, anyways.
In old Albuquerque.
In the ABQ. So, yeah, we've taken Reliant K there. We took you guys there when you guys came through town. And it seems like there's always photos in front of that house. Well, Vince Gilligan says, let me tell you, there's nothing original or funny or cool about throwing a pizza on this lady's roof. It's just not funny. It's been done before. You're not the first.
Yeah.
Please stop. In fact, Jonathan Banks, who plays Mike, who is reprising his role on Better Call Saul, said, and if I catch you doing it, I will hunt you down.
Ooh.
And that dude is terrifying.
He is.
And I believe him. So if you are one of those Breaking Bad fans, maybe, I don't know, don't throw pizza on a lady's roof.
Yeah, come on.
I'm trying to think if there's any time ever where I fanboyed out so hard that I had to recreate something from a TV show or a movie or...
Not really for me. I've got a few Spider-Man costumes and I fought some crime at night, but
that's about it.
Other
than that.
It's just light crime fighting. So not a lot. I can't really relate to this situation. I built a web shooter.
We got to take a quick break. Coming back 7 o'clock hour. We're going to hit you up with the Mad Lib for Mad Lib Monday. You can get your words in now. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Don't touch that dial. Listen to
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast.
Careful traffic.
Traffic.
Oh, yeah, it's your traffic in the AM. Gonna get you going on your morning drive. AM. Yeah.
Morning drive AM.
Yeah.
AM.
Yeah.
We can rap sometimes.
Sometimes.
I feel like that was a pretty... That was like an 8 out of 10.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's...
I know.
Dude, you're a terrible critic.
No, I think I just have really low standards.
Yeah.
Which is good in this world. Let's see, we have long-term road construction San Mateo Boulevard at San Diego Avenue Northeast. Bit of congestion on Paseo westbound, man, that's about it.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch Coffee Shop here on the Calvary Albuquerque campus. Big ups for their bagel sandwiches this morning.
Okay.
That is covered in like a clove of garlic.
Whoa.
It's going to heal me.
Yeah, it is.
My allergies are going nuts right now. What is blooming? Does anyone know what's blooming?
It's juniper, bro.
Satan's blossom?
Satan's blossom.
Okay, that's what I thought. Okay. I was just making sure because I feel like I want to scratch my eyes out. So, all right, good to know. Solomon's Porch, right here on the Calvary Albuquerque campus. Their phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Guess what? It's Monday. It's the 7 o'clock hour.
You know what that means.
It's time for Mad Lib Monday.
Oh. There it is.
It's just another
Mad Lib Monday. It's Mad Lib Monday. We need your help. Wow, we got a lot of words already.
They all rhyme.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Or, of course, 505-338. 3700. That's 505-338-3700. Look at this.
I gotta
be honest. We have two left in our book.
I'm still reeling from that incredible rap you did.
Oh. Thanks, man.
You dropped it, man. It was awesome. I know you guys can't see him, but Doug loved it.
505-338-3700, the phone number. That's 505-338-3700. It's Mad Lib Monday. This one coming to us courtesy of Sterling and Olivia. It is our spy book. We only have two left for Mad Lib Monday.
Only two adventures left.
And then we're retiring it.
Yep.
Guys, it's poetic.
It's poetic.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
It seems like all the good things come to an end.
Yeah.
Even Mad Libs.
That's right. Mad Lib Monday. We got a couple left. Static.
Buenos dias, gentlemen.
Yeah.
What's up, Wooly?
How's it going, fellas? What's up?
Dude, it is Monday morning. We are getting our week on. So
it is so Monday morning. I'm watching the sunrise right now. I'm about an hour south of Colorado Springs driving back. I was down in Santa Fe for the weekend, and holy cow, is it Monday morning.
Nice.
Dude, Monday morning.
Yeah, I got up around 2:30 and left this morning and headed back. Dude. Hey, man, you got to do what you got to do. It's midterms week.
You are the king of driving late at night, early morning.
And you got to get down when you get down. And it's nice because there's no one on the road.
Yeah, I like that.
You know, hit a few deer, strap them to the top, and you can eat that. That's dinner.
That's wow. What I'm talking about.
Wow.
That's fast food. I'll tell you what.
That's fast food, Wooly. I love you.
Wooly, we need a noun. Kick us
you
off.
You need a noun? Free toe pies. Kick it off Monday morning, right? Oh, come on. Don't give me that. Frito pies are good,
Frito
man.
Pie is fantastic. Frito I love pie, it. Good. You got to use the chili cheese Fritos, though.
You have to.
Of course, that's the way to do it.
You can get exotic and put different cheeses on top.
Amazing.
Man. It's so good. Hey, Steve-O, hoping you're feeling better, man. You've been fighting this for about a week now.
I have, dude. It's still kicking my booty, but that's okay. Allergies in New Mexico.
Juniper, Satan's blossom.
There you go, Juniper.
Love you, buddy.
Have a good day, fellas. Keep your head up.
There you go. Wooly! Love that guy. Static!
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Snap. We're starting Mad Lib Monday with my favorite people.
Yeah.
Hey, Joelle the Nanny.
How's it going, Steve-O?
It is fantastic. How are you?
And Mateo.
Hey.
I'm getting there. I'm slowly waking up, even though I've been up for about an hour.
What you got to do when you wake up is rap. I find that it gets me going. It gets the blood, circulating.
Yeah.
It gets your mind going because you have to rhyme things.
I'm white, though. I can't really
I am
rap.
As well. You can.
But you're...
Imagine if somebody told Marshall Mathers he was white and couldn't rap. We wouldn't have such hits as The Real Slim Shady.
That's right.
Or Dear Stan.
You gotta lose yourself in the moment. You own it. Songs like that.
Yeah. Okay, maybe I should just take something.
Just start rapping right now. Go.
Or just give us a noun because that was sad. And I just feel,
I know,
I feel terrible
sorry.
For you
I'm,
now.
I have tried to rap. Let me just tell you. I tried to rap with the word corn and it didn't go good.
The word
born.
Corn. Yorn.
Okay.
Can be my noun.
Because you're worn.
What's the noun?
We could just go with pillow.
Pillow?
That's where I wish my head was.
Thank you, Joelle the Nanny.
You're welcome.
All right. There you go.
Have a good day, guys.
You too. Man, I'm not doing that. There's one line where we need a celebrity. I'm putting Joelle the Nanny.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm just
about.
Putting her in our Mad Lib.
Also, that'll make her down. Day.
Yeah. So, both of them. Man.
I want you to know that Sean Brickyback has put in the man hours on Facebook.
Really?
He's put up 10 words.
Man, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio for Mad Lib Monday, or you can chime in on the phone line, 505-338-3700.
All right.
I need an adjective.
What about murky?
Murky.
Ooh.
I like that. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Plural noun.
Let me refresh. O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Wow.
Thank you, Cassie.
Do I have to write that whole thing?
Just put auto parts.
Okay, auto parts.
Auto parts!
There you go. 505-338-3700. Static!
Good morning.
Good morning!
You guys cannot retire Mad Lib Monday.
What'd you say to me?
We only have two left.
Yeah, we only have two left. We can't do a lot about that.
But if I bring you another Mad Lib book?
Yeah.
We've had many offers.
We've had many a Mad Lib book offers. We've got two left. It's just, hey, it's not you. It's me. It's
and
just not.
It's kind of me, too.
It's not, yeah, it's just not working out. So.
You know, when I first started working at this station, I had a mission. And my mission was to destroy Mad Lib Monday.
It was.
And then, lo and behold, I kind of started liking it.
I know.
Because all these kids started calling in. And then, what do you know? It's going away, and I didn't even do anything.
Maybe we'll keep it in some form. You never know. I don't know. It's just, you know.
It's true.
You're our first person who's even cared that it's going to be retired.
That's right.
I think lots of people probably care.
That's
only going to call and tell you about his awesome weekend if you don't give him this opportunity.
It's true. I think what you're feeling is called the illusion of the internet.
May I please have a verb ending in ing?
She said a verb ending in ing?
Yes, that's what we need.
Sorry, you cut out a little bit.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, let's go with quilting.
Quilting.
Okay, quilting.
We'll make a nice quilt for Joelle and Annie when she goes and gets her pillow.
There you go. Perfect.
That's perfect.
All right. Thanks for the call.
Of course. Have a good day, guys.
You too.
Static.
Oh. Hard.
All right. Facebook.com/mystaticradio or 505-338-3700. I need a plural noun.
What about turkeys?
Turkeys. Ooh. That works. 505-338-3700. It's true. We got a couple left in this Mad Lib book. It seems to be. We're going to be retiring Mad Lib Monday.
Yep.
I mean, if people care, I don't know.
Joelle the Nanny is very excited about being in the Mad Lib.
Yeah?
Yeah, she says it's her best day ever.
Static!
Hey, what's going on, guys? I don't want to play Mad Lib Monday, but I was hoping maybe you could play Braveheart at some point today.
We could play what?
Play what?
Braveheart? Okay. I will be William Wallace.
Mm-hmm.
You should be Isaac the Bruce.
I would prefer to be Jack from Titanic.
Yeah. What did you say?
Braveheart. You guys played it a couple months ago.
Braveheart.
It's a crazy song, and called it Braveheart.
Yes, Braveheart. Was that Young and Free? Is that our Boys Hill song? Or
maybe.
Was that Capital Kings? We will totally dig that
Capital
up for you.
Kings. Yeah.
All right.
Thanks, man.
Boys.
All right.
Take care.
There you go. We're putting Raveheart in the Mad Lib.
Yes, we are.
Static!
Hi, this is Sherry from Paris.
Hey, T-Sherry!
So, I have a question. How come you guys changed the news from 6:30 to 7? You used to do all kinds of more news.
We did. We kind of shortened it. You noticed it. You're the first person that noticed it. We did it a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I like it when you talk the whole half hour. That's my favorite half hour.
Well, that's, you know.
We're learning quickly that few people like for us to talk that long.
What? What's
yeah.
wrong with them?
I don't know. I don't know.
We would talk to ourselves all day long,
all day.
And we do.
T-shirts, I need an adjective.
Okay, how about purple?
Purple.
That's a good one.
That is a good one. Awesome.
Okay, all right.
Thanks
all
for your input.
All right, bye.
All right. Static.
Hey. I'm here for Mad Lib Monday.
Cool, man. The coffee is to the right. It's 65 cents. We have donuts as well. Glad you're here. Glad you're here. I need an adjective.
Who is this?
This is SB.
That's what I thought. Figured. Where have you been?
I have been... I don't know. Dropping paperwork off at work. In the middle of you guys doing stuff.
Ah, that sounds
Mad
cool.
Mondays.
Fascinating.
Yeah, well.
SB, can I get an adjective?
I will say. Industrial.
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 That's going to work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My husband works at Goodwill Industries, and I'm parked outside of them right now.
All right.
Good.
Stating facts.
There you go. Thanks for the call, SB.
All right. Have a good evening.
You too.
505-338-3700. Or, of course, facebook.com/mystaticradio.
What else
you'd like to chime in? I need a plural noun.
Ooh, what about
moons?
Moons?
Yes, like the moons of Tatooine, but the suns, but moons.
Right, right.
Moons of Endor.
Verb ending in ing.
Oh, man, we got a bunch of those. Grooming.
Grooming. All right. Static.
Yo.
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 Dude, I refuse to play this, but yeah, the morning is not good no more, man. Come on, guys.
I know.
What?
We're just...
You got 6:30 to 7. I didn't even hear birthdays today.
Yeah, we didn't do birthdays.
We didn't do them.
We retired birthdays.
They got retired.
Are you being serious?
Yeah,
When he says he means not
Producer
us.
Doug is no longer Producer Doug.
Yeah?
Therefore, we have no producer to do birthdays with us, so, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I just threw you in this Mad Lib, though, pool boy. You're the person in room. We lost him.
We lost him.
505-338-3700, the phone number. That's 505-338-3700. I need a place.
People are upset.
Yeah. I should have put the moon for the place.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that instead.
Do that. All right.
And so I need a plural noun.
Ooh. Ooh. Oh, gosh.
There are so many words.
Plural noun. Hours.
Okay.
I took that from man hours.
There you go. Static.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. I'm here to play Mad Lib Monday.
We are here to take your word. I need an adjective.
Yeah.
An adjective?
Yes.
Plucky.
Plucky.
Nice.
That's a good one. Right on. Thanks for the call.
Uh-huh.
All
right.
Bye.
505-338-3700. Woo. That's 505-338-3700. We need your words. We want to hang out. We got a ton on Facebook, so we'll take them there as well. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Do we happen to have a part of the body plural?
Coccyxes.
How do you spell that?
Like that. Coccyxes.
I need a plural noun.
We already did turkeys. Let's see here. Pot pies.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
505-338-3700. It's Mad Lib Monday. I need another part of the body. Tell me we have multiple people giving that.
Bigotry. No, that's not a part of the body.
Okay.
Kid, don't write that down. Put arm.
Okay.
I made that up. I have two of them, however. Stoked to say.
Final word of the morning, I need a verb.
A verb. Oh, we got that. We got that. I'm going to say raise for the verb because I told Joel the nanny she needed to raise her standards for best day ever.
Okay.
Because she said being mentioned in the Mad Lib was her best day ever.
Wow. Like all time ever?
All time.
People love Mad Lib Monday.
Well, I think they need to raise the standard. Guys, this Mad Lib is brought to you by Olivia and Sterling. And we're almost done. Almost done.
Almost done.
It's spy themed. And this one's called Spy You. Grab a pen and a Frito pie and get ready to take notes. Spy University offers murky classes for aspiring O'Reilly Auto Parts who wish to enter the covert world of espionage. Introduction to quilting is the first class. It's important for spies, you might not have known that, but it helps you blanket your abilities. Do you have the patience, street smarts, and turkeys to be a spy? Taught by world-renowned instructor Joelle the Nanny, this class offers a purple overview on what it takes to be a rave heart spy.
I feel like that's exactly what her class would be like.
I think you're right.
Purple rave hearting.
Introduction to quilting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude.
Perfect.
Yeah. Yeah.
The next class is called Stealth Mode.
Ooh.
A great spy has the industrial ability to sneak up on unsuspecting hours without detection. This course provides field experience in grooming within different environments such as pool boys, room, or even the moon. We've landed on the moon! Wise spies. Not wise guys. Or wise pies.
Yes.
Wise spies.
Mm-hmm.
Spies have many gadgets and plucky tools they use to pull the wool over their opponent's coccyxes. Coccyxes. But it's their wits and clever pot pies that give them an advantage. Learn how to use your arm to get your opponent to raise exactly the way you want him to.
Okay.
Think about it.
Think about it, guys. Mad Lib Monday. That's your Mad Lib Monday. Thanks to everybody who called in, who chimed in, and who has taken note on Mad Lib Monday.
Yeah.
You can keep it alive. I mean, come on. We can always do this.
Yeah, we can do this, sort of.
Never.
Maybe.
Two more. That's how we roll.
Yeah.
Got some Sarin for you. On the way, some Stimson, some Atomic Tom. I love this band right here.
Yeah.
They're so good. Steam Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Here we go.
Party, and it'll be fun.
This is gonna be a real party, isn't it?
Ain't no party like a Team Awesome Morning Party, cause a Team Awesome Morning Party party don't stop.
This show is so clever.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Team Awesome Morning Party
2.0. And speaking of 2.0,
What about her?
Her final show is coming up, man. We got a couple more surges left. That's it.
What about it? That's cool.
She's graduating.
She's graduating.
She actually went through college, which
makes
me... Why
is everything changing? Are we in a season?
We're in a season, bro.
We're in a season of change.
It's called spring. Juniper is killing me. So.
I love spring.
Yeah.
I love spring has sprung. Guys, listen, there's an accident at I-40 North and... Highway 40, or the big eye, that's exit 226. There is an accident. It looks like 40 eastbound is starting to get stacked up. Behind that accident, also a lot of congestion, I-25 in Paseo. And we have long-term road construction, San Mateo Boulevard at San Diego Avenue Northeast. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Hey, dude, speaking of seasons changing,
yeah,
it's like... coming upon spring.
What's that mean?
You know, just a good time of year. You get out and about. Yesterday, I took the kids to the park.
Ooh.
We hung out in the sunshine.
I like it. I like going out
some pizza and whatnots.
Nice.
Or ice cream.
Well, here's the deal. Today is Freedom of Information Day.
I like that.
And it's also Lip Appreciation Day. Freedom of Information for Lip Appreciation. And good news, guys. Dairy Queen is giving away ice cream today.
What?
Because not only is it Freedom of Information Day and Lip Appreciation Day, but it's also the 75th anniversary of Dairy Queen.
Wow.
And to celebrate, they're offering free cones of vanilla soft serve ice cream Monday nationwide.
Wow.
One day offer. It's limited to small cones, but it's ice cream.
Dairy Queen is the same age as Batman, y'all.
Golly, that's crazy.
Yeah.
That's true, though. Dairy Queen is part of Warren Buffett's sprawling conglomerate Berkshire Hathaway. Tons of locations across the United States.
6,400?
My lips appreciate this. And that's the information I wanted to deliver.
Amazing. It's just before 8 o'clock. Hey, you know, yesterday, college basketball, they made the big announcements. You can set your bracket up finally. And coming back, actually found 5 benefits to doing a family bracket challenge. It may surprise you.
That's pretty cool.
Why you gotta get involved?
I would love it if my family had done this because I would have proven to be ranked better than my sisters every time.
There you go.
Favorite child, booyah.
Top 5 benefits to doing a family bracket. That's right around the corner on Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Team Awesome Morning Party. Making your morning a little more awesomer. Ist. A little more awesomest.
Hey, wake up. This one is Mateo on Team Awesome Morning Party. Take a look at traffic. Do you feel like that would be a good way to intro traffic?
That would be...
Doug is not there.
I think
do you think he would, Do you feel like that would be a good intro?
Yeah.
I feel like that would make people excited about traffic.
Totes.
Even though you guys can't see him, Doug's still there, and he's giving it a thumbs down.
He really is.
Thumbs down. All the way. Accident I-25 North at the Big Eye. That's the intersection with Highway 40 here in town. Exit 226. And there's a lot of congestion on 40 eastbound. To the west of that accident. Also, congestion I-25 in Paseo. We have long-term road construction at San Mateo Boulevard and San Diego Avenue Northeast. And that is your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. It's 505-338-3669.
What? Sports?
Sports, everybody!
Awesome!
It is that time of year.
Sports!
March Madness.
Sports!
64 teams vying to become the national champion. It's probably going to be Kentucky.
Think so?
Yep.
Go Big Blue?
I think so.
Blue Nation?
40-0, Kentucky? I can't talk to producer Doug anymore.
Yes, you can.
He's not our producer anymore. He's actually got a real job now. This is the worst
He's like production manager, Doug.
Real job. Yeah, I'm playing the football music. Shut up.
Sports!
Well, if you're not even into college basketball, All-Pro Dad is giving you five reasons why you should be and why you should be doing a challenge bracket as a family. Have you ever done a March Madness bracket?
Yes, I win every time. I always pit myself against my two sisters. And then when they started having kids, me against their kids too, and I win every time.
We usually do an office pool around here where we win all that one too.
Everybody's like, oh, this guy's the coolest. I'm like, yeah, I know. I voted for myself. It's all good.
I got five reasons why you should be doing a challenge bracket, especially when it comes to your family. Number one, it says it's something that can create competitive but accessible fun.
I thought
anyone can do it.
I thought you shouldn't rank people in your family, though.
That's a totally different... We're ranking basketball teams. This is a totally different situation.
Oh, I thought this was how you found out which kid you liked the most. This is different than the ranking system that I do. The March Madness for Mateo. Mateo's March Madness. It was different. It was me always being the best.
This kind of brings about an even challenge for your family. Whether you're 8 years old or it's grandpa rocking it at 80, you know, it kind of evens the playing field no matter what. So it provides accessible fun for the family.
Okay.
505-338-3700 if you'd like to interject.
What if you can use math and figures to prove that you're better than your sisters?
You can try. You? I don't know that that's actually going to
I feel like that's totally possible and that it's a mathematical certainty.
Man, coming up, I have a question about this actually. Creating competitive fun within the family because I had a situation arise yesterday.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Five reasons why you should be doing a family bracket challenge. Number two, it's something that creates a family event out of the sports calendar.
Okay.
Even if none of you guys are even college basketball fans, the contest makes the sport more interesting because if everybody in the family has a stake in the outcomes, you'll discover that the tournament can become a fun, unifying moment for the family.
What kind of stake is it? Is it tri-tip?
No, different. Okay. Number three, it's something that bonds the family together through the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat.
Competition is the glue of the family.
There you go. It's a teachable moment to help your kids learn how to be good winners and good losers.
Ooh.
You can cheer each other on when someone succeeds and console each other when someone guesses wrong. So that's another reason
why. The only good loser is a dead loser is what my family says. That's why Mateo always comes out on top.
No, I don't think that's the right quote.
That's the right way.
Static!
Yeah, man, hey, I just actually had a question. You guys are like my go-to guys for comics and everything.
Yeah. Tell me if this has anything to do with March Madness or sports.
I know, I'm sorry, but it was a change of season, so I figured I'd change it.
Holding you on the phone.
We're going to put you on hold. We'll come back.
Static.
That was a good move.
Yeah.
Hello. Yo, guys.
Yo. What's up? Pool boy.
Yo, pool boy.
Speaking of competitiveness, I have a brother who's 8 years older than me.
Wow.
And growing up, he was the champ at everything, you know what I mean?
Of course. He's 8 years older.
Yeah, and he would... We got, you remember Thrifties? Did you guys ever remember the store Thrifties?
We didn't have a Thrifties.
No.
It was like a Rite Aid. They changed it into a Rite Aid.
Okay.
Well, anyway, my mom bought us our first Nintendo, the Nintendo system. And it came with the Duck Hunt and the Mario. But then we got Track and Field, and then my mom bought us the mat. You remember the mat?
Yes. Absolutely.
Okay, dude, me and my brother... Oh, my dude. It was insane because my brother would push me. My brother would freaking just hold me down and not let me run. And it was just, and then he would, before we got the mat, he would get my mom's nail polish and rub it across the A button so he could fly.
Oh, snap.
What?
He would slide it like, slide it. Yep. And I'm like, dude. And I'm like, like hitting the button like an idiot. But I couldn't do that, man. He was super quick on that game, man. And we were competitive in everything. And even when I got older and had my kids, I had my son, the PlayStation, and we had Street Fighter. We would battle over 100 fights, dude.
Oh, yeah.
And I would win, like, 10, 15, and then he would just freaking mop me, dude. And I was just, I would get pissed. I would throw the controller down, and I was already 20-something.
This is what's happening in my house right now. Yesterday, my kids were doing the same thing. They were playing a fighting like not Mortal Kombat, but kind of like a Mortal Kombat. It's Injustice. It's a superhero fighting game.
Punch.
And it was good for the first few rounds, and then all of a sudden, one of them accused the other one of cheating, and then this one's like, this isn't fair because I don't know how to do the special power blah blahs, and I'm like, all of a sudden, flashback in my brain to my brother and I, and I didn't know how as a parent to handle the competitive action between my kids because it's like, do I let them just like fight this out?
This is why you have the ranking system.
Oh.
If you have the ranking system, when these situations come up, you go, stop.
Right.
You're not the favorite.
Right. No,
you need to sit down.
Is stop being a little baby, get your controller, and keep on going.
There, okay. All right.
That sounds
That's
like
it. I love you guys.
Love you too,
love
bro.
Love you, Pooh Boy.
There you go.
I think we lost Derek.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Talking about five benefits to doing a family bracket challenge, and it does raise some questions about the family, especially when you have kids and competitiveness in your home, because I really came across that yesterday with my boys playing video games, and I didn't know, do I intervene? Do I just let them fight it out? Literally?
Wow. Punches would be thrown.
Yeah.
What was Brody doing?
It wasn't
this whole
necessarily
time?
Bonding the family yesterday. They just were getting angry. So I'm like, maybe I get co-op games where
they have to
help each other.
This is good. Conflict resolution.
Yeah. That's...
Because this will happen in the real world.
Yeah.
And so you teach them how to handle it correctly in a non-crazy violent way.
There you go.
Now, I understand two brothers are going to be brothers.
Yeah.
They're going to punch each other.
Right.
But at the same time.
It didn't get physical, but they got frustrated and tears started to swell and people were accusing others of
cheating. Emotions were running high.
It was like watching a political debate.
Ooh.
It was terrible.
So C-SPAN up in your house.
In my house.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Don't invite me over for that. C-SPAN is boring.
Because according to this article, All Pro Dad, by the way, it's great for advice, events, family, sports. Talking about the five reasons why you as a family should have a competitive bracket in your household. Number one, something that can create competitive but accessible fun. Number two, something that creates a family event out of the sport. Number three, something that bonds the family. Number four, it says it extends some focused family fun for weeks because the bracket, it takes weeks for March Madness to get over. Mm. So you've got weeks of competition of, unlike other family events where it's like a one-off. This tournament takes almost a full month from start to finish, so it gives extra time for you guys to have a focus together
as a
family. I like that.
It's kind of like when we had the Jeter League fantasy football. Not
exactly.
This past season, but the one before that.
Yeah,
it was fun.
Sorry, whoever was the commissioner in that league really dropped the ball this
Probably Chrissy, if you ask me.
It was me.
Oh.
You can't blame my wife. I'm going to get in trouble now.
No, she didn't hear that.
And five, it creates a family tradition.
Ooh.
Yeah, have fun with it. Create a trophy that becomes part of the tradition. It can be carried on for years. You can find creative contests within the contest to keep the family's interest invested from round to round. You can add bonus points for guessing how many points are scored, fouls are committed type thing. However you go about it, just do something to engage with your family because it unites you as a family. It creates a new bond.
Mm.
So there you go. What's your favorite family activity? And or how do you solve conflict resolution in your home?
I like that.
These are all good questions.
Yeah.
505-338-3700 or facebook.com/mystaticradio. Speaking of conflict resolution, iMom has a 3-step plan for watching your mouth in marriage.
Ooh.
I feel like that'd be very beneficial for conflict resolution. We'll talk about that coming up. The CMOS Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Disturbed continue.
Time for more from Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Enjoy the show.
Hello, everyone. Let's take a look at traffic. We've got an accident off to the side, I-25 South at Osuna Road / San Mateo Boulevard. It's exit 230. Again, accident off to the side of I-25 South at Osuna, and it looks like traffic is getting a little backed up around that accident, so maybe choose an alternative route if you can. Long-term road construction, San Mateo Boulevard at San Diego Avenue Northeast. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. It's 505-338-3669. Hello!
Hey.
Welcome to Team Awesome Morning Party.
Thanks, man. I've been here all day.
It's National Lip Appreciation Day. And on that...
Yeah?
Ways to keep your lips in check. I found three ways to watch your mouth in your marriage. There are plenty of times where I need to adhere to this in my life in general, but marriage especially. We've been talking family this morning. And
family.
How to grow, bonds and...
What was that?
Yeah, fun stuff. Found this list. This is according to iMom, by the way.
iMom!
Plenty of stuff on parenting, marriage, family fun, and mom life, guys.
Ooh.
Well, according to her... There are times when we can say way too much, where we need to watch our mouths, where we need to end the conversation, where we're trying to get a better grip on our tongue. That comes from James chapter 3, because we need to tame our tongue, because that little mechanism can destroy things. It can bring about fires of rage and awfulness.
Mm-hmm.
But until you're more composed and have had at least a moment to think about what you really want to say or may need to say, here's some suggestions, according to iMom, for conflict resolution. Number one, stop talking.
Mm.
Scripture talks about being slow to speak, quick to listen. Yeah. Number two, think of a constructive, non-combative way to state what you were trying to say. And then, number three... Speak.
Ooh.
So there's a two-step process before you even get to speaking. But seriously, we have a tremendous opportunity to strengthen or weaken our relationships every single time we open our mouths. And so, again, according to iMom, she said, we need to learn the art of controlling the tongue and better marriage communications will follow. Not just marriage communications, but relationship communications in general.
Okay.
Slow down is the first bit. Which sounds kind of easy, but when you're in the heat of the moment, I know for me, my brain rattles off 1,000 things a second, especially when I'm heated and there's conflict. I just want to win the argument.
Mm.
So we need to slow down. Slowing the pace of the conversation can actually give you precious seconds in which to consider your words more carefully. Take a deep breath. Take a bathroom break. Do a timeout. Whatever you have to do to keep the word... from rolling out of your tongue. Now, here's another thing that she says that we need to do.
Okay.
Filter our words through three checkpoints. This works in conversations with anyone to make your words more helpful, less hurtful. So here's the deal. Number one, we have to ask ourselves if what we're about to say is true. Number two, is it kind?
Mm-hmm.
And number three, do they need to know it?
So true, kind, and do they need to know it?
Yeah, do they need to know it? Should they know it? Do they need to know these things?
Mm.
So there are times where it could be true, but it's probably going to be hurtful or they don't need to know. So we stop there.
And I think it's true, too, because you got to check your motives anytime you get in an argument or something like that. Because, well, like you said, a lot of times our intention is just to win the argument. And then with other things, too, it's are you really just trying to do this to benefit yourself ultimately? Because, you know, all of those things...
Oh, dude, I'm quick.
We can use those things to really ultimately benefit ourselves and not, and just so that we can say, pretty much just so we don't have to feel bad and say, well, I did the right thing.
Yeah.
But then ultimately, if you did, like, even that last one, do they truly need to know it?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Are you telling them just to help yourself or to help the other person?
Yeah.
Those are big things.
Those are big things. Yeah. Man, just this weekend, I had to find myself apologizing to one of my children because I can get frustrated quickly. Mm-hmm. And we need to let our yes be yes and our no be no. So it goes beyond just marriage relationship communication because one of my kids was doing something that was frustrating, but it wasn't necessarily wrong, bad. And I pulled the, that's it! No more video games for the rest of the day, okay? Mm. Now you go do this. Your mom's been trying to get you to blah, 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 blah. Go take care of this now. Go. And then they
Why?
Leave.
Because I said
because
so.
Because I said so. Ultimate. And then they leave, and Chrissy had to pause and say, hey, it was okay that he was doing that. I didn't need him like in this exact moment, and you know, this wasn't a big deal, and I don't think he should be grounded for the day because, you know, and it was like,
yeah,
okay. Dang. So I came back in and it was like, hey buddy,
you're
look,
not grounded.
You're, yeah, I apologize. I shot off too quickly, and now you know
yeah.
that there are times where we can do that. I apologize. Let's jump on these controllers, and let's enjoy our video game hang.
That's cool.
You know, and so...
Well, that probably taught him more than anything.
I hope so, because there are plenty of times where you're tired, you're frustrated, and you just kind of fire off at the mouth, and then yeah. So I like this, the idea. The three things. Stop talking, think of a constructive way to say it, and then speak, and you always want to filter your words through three checkpoints. Is it true? Is it kind? Do they need to know it?
Ooh.
Static!
Hey guys, it's SB again. I had to call in on this because this actually happened to me yesterday with my husband. Because I had my baby shower on Saturday. And before that, like, he had 2 days off. And I told him to put up his... I asked him, politely, you know, to put up his gaming... systems, because I know they're very precious to him, and
well, yeah,
you know, they have to breathe and whatnot. And I know that whatever way that myself or my friend who was helping me with the party would do it, we would do it wrong. And so I was like, okay, so sometime Friday night, could you put up your gaming system? And he agreed.
Yeah.
And come Saturday morning, he hadn't done it yet. And he was off at work, so we had to put it away, and my friend tried to put it in as well as she could, because she has her own gaming systems. But Sunday, after he got back from work, I was watching something on Netflix off of the PS3, and I hadn't taken them out, because I didn't want to mess with it, so I just used it where it was. And it was a little bit fuzzy, and so he got frustrated, and he kind of...
Argument ensued.
Yeah, well, sort of. He got frustrated. I tried to just hold my tongue until after he was done, and I was about to snap and be like, "Oh, listen," because he didn't vocalize about it. He just, you know, grumbled and stuff.
Right.
And then I was like, "Oh, okay, I can't talk to him right now because I'm a little bit upset that he's getting upset about what we did." And so I got up and started like cleaning off some things that I was seeing from the party that I had missed. And so I was like, "Oh, okay." And I just kind of shut down for a second so I could process what I was going to say, because I have shut down completely to him in the past, and I...
And you definitely don't want to shut down when...
No, that's not a good one.
That's probably not a good way. I think that's where the grumbles come from, because you start thinking about everything, and if you put it off, but it's something that's frustrating, if it's something that needs to be talked about, there definitely should be a time to talk about it,
because
if not, it's just going to bubble and
build
boil.
And
yeah, absolutely. And that's not a good idea.
I gave myself like 5 minutes to do this, and then he was sitting at the couch working on his computer.
You are so descriptive of this story. Did it work out?
There are a lot of details.
Well, I went up to him and you know, I kissed him and said I loved him, and then quietly explained to him what was going through my mind in the last 5 minutes, and I tried to be gentle and kind about it.
There you go.
And so there was no anger explosion. It was just
a good conversation.
That was a really good thing for me, because I usually just either pent it up and then explode, or, you know, and he's already quiet as it is.
Yeah.
So you're saying the best advice is don't detonate, just wait.
I like that. You take a couple minutes, you breathe, you work it out in your brain, you figure out a kind way to say it. I like the idea of slowing down, taking a deep breath, and then filtering your words. That's good. Thanks for the call, SB. Studio@mystaticradio.com, the email address, or of course, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Talking about better ways to communicate in your marriage. One, stop talking. Two, think of a constructive, non-combative way to say it. And three, then you speak.
Nice.
So I like this. By listening, more closely to what your spouse has to say. Mm-hmm. You lessen the chance of saying something incorrect or otherwise inflammatory. You can try even bouncing their statement back to him to make sure you understand what he's saying. For instance, okay, so if I'm hearing you correctly, you're saying you're not so concerned that we were late for the dinner, but that my habit of being late makes you feel like I don't care about the desire to be on time.
Guys, everybody has a story.
Is that right?
Even your spouse.
That's right. So you can begin by restating the problem until you both are clear about what the true conflict is, and therefore getting a quicker conflict resolution, because that's what we all want in any relationship anyways.
Yeah.
You want it that resolution. You want it to be resolved. So there you go. Hopefully that will help you out. Take a minute. Breathe. It's Monday.
So wait. Yeah. Don't detonate. Uh-huh. And... you want resolution, not revolution.
Okay.
Gosh, I'm so good at puns. Maybe I'm taking your crown from you.
You really are.
You're the Punisher.
Oh, gosh.
Because of how punny you are.
I know.
Am I taking the crown?
I think you are.
We'll find out.
Are you the new warden of the penitentiary?
Oh, no. I'm not taking the crown. I'd say you've still got it.
Oh, man.
That was strong.
There you go. I like that. I like that. Coming back,
the warden of the penitentiary. How did you come up with that?
I don't know. It just,
the penitentiary?
That's why I'm the Punisher, man.
Oh, you are ultimate Punisher.
We got some House of Heroes, some 21 Pilots, and more Team Awesome Morning Party on the way.
Now. Let me say it. You're like Frank Castle. You're the king of the Punisher Castle.
Static Radio.
Get ready for a jolt. Ready?
Wake up!
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Wake up!
On Static Radio.
Oh, and here comes trouble. Here comes trouble. Here comes trouble. Trouble.
Good Monday morning to you out there. This is Mateo. And that's Steve-O.
What?
And we're going to give you an update on traffic here in the ABQ. No accidents or police activity showing up on my map right now, but... we've got long-term road construction in San Mateo Boulevard at San Diego Avenue Northeast. And that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvert campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Good morning.
Ooh.
Last week, Apple announced their iWatch. And of course, immediately the knockoffs had to join the ranks.
Started flooding the market.
That's right. It's that time of year already.
It's about that time.
A hakeness.
To watch.
Knockoff Apple Watches already hit the Chinese market less than 24 hours after launch, and you can pick one up for $25.
Oh.
Isn't that crazy?
That's a bit cheaper than the Apple version.
Yeah, the real versions are going to run you about $300 to start.
Yeah.
I believe $349, right? Cheapest sport model, which is the cheap version. Mm-hmm. But it didn't take any time for counterfeiters to rip off Apple's latest creation. The fake version of the Apple Watch can be bought for as little as $25, despite the fact the real thing will set you back more than 10 times that.
Wow.
Yeah. According to CNN Money, they can be found at... oh, great. Hue Qiongbei Electronics Market.
Let me Google that.
It's the southern city of Shenzhen.
Oh.
Others are being sold nationwide via popular e-commerce websites. But right down to the digital crown, the fake mimics the design and style.
Ooh.
But not necessarily the internal workings, obviously. They even have icons which look like Apple ones on the home screen, though most run a version of the Android operating system to make it look like an Apple interface. Yeah.
Maybe get it for Doug.
Yeah. Here's the thing, man. Have you ever bought a knockoff product? Like, did you ever buy, like, a fake version of something? Or like, oh, I'm going to get this, like, off-brand product.
I'm sure I did at some point. I can't think of anything offhand, but surely.
I think because of that, I was always leery of grocery stores that had, like, the cheap grocery store version.
Oh.
But now I'm, like, an advocate for those.
Yeah.
Like, I usually get the grocery store brand because, in my opinion, they taste the same, mm-hmm. and it saves you some cash.
Often they equate to the brand name.
Trying to be a good steward of the funds.
Yes.
But, yeah. I can't think of a time where I bought a knockoff electronics item that actually worked out in my favor.
Yeah, I can't think of one either.
Whether it's like, I need this new cable for my iPod. Oh, that thing's going to send me back $30.
There you go.
I'll get the Walgreens brand for $5.
That's definitely something I've done, to get a charger cable.
Yeah.
And then a month or so later, it just quits working.
Exactly. So it's one of those things where I feel like, especially when it comes to electronics, I'll just get the real thing, knowing that it's going to set me back, but I'll only have to buy one instead of like 12.
True.
So 505-338-3700, the phone number. That's 505-338-3700. Talking a little bit about imitations versus the real thing. You think that's why there's so many, like, not to Jesus juke the situation, but there's so many, like, quote-unquote cult followings of random religions, right?
Yeah.
It's like, hey.
Oh.
Oh. Gotta stick with the real thing, bro.
Yeah, the Coca-Cola.
No.
My buddy Blake just texted and he said, those fake iPhones are phonies.
Oh, God.
Blake.
It's terrible, Blake!
Hey, earlier we were talking about, like, conflict resolution amongst the family.
Yeah, yeah.
Blake and his brother are both huge. Blake looks like Batman.
Okay.
And his brother looks like Thor.
Wow.
So he said they both decided that they just leave the room because they'll pummel each other.
Yeah.
Straight up.
That's what happened with my brother and I. I don't know that we ever actually came to an agreement of one of us should leave the room and or both. We would just pummel each other.
Yeah. This is who I'm talking about.
Thankfully now,
that's
like
Blake on the left.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Static.
Hey guys, it's Nomi.
Hey. What up, Nomi?
Hey, I just wanted to chime in for the imitation game.
Yes,
I like that. That's good.
Well, my mom bought me a pair of Bob's instead of Tom's.
Okay.
Oh, I remember those.
Did those work out well?
No, they don't. It pulled my feet up, like, really bad.
Yeah, yeah. See, that's the thing. I feel like with imitation anything, except for, like, grocery store brand food products, I've never had any success with an imitation product.
Yeah.
Ever.
No, but here's the thing. When I go grocery shopping, I'll drop the money for the real thing.
Why?
I don't know why.
It tastes exactly the same.
Not to me, man.
Oh.
No, you can taste the difference, the quality that's in it.
No, you cannot. It is the exact same product.
No, it is not. Maybe your taste buds are broken.
They're just out of whack because of all the allergies right now. I can't taste anything, so maybe
allergies.
That's it. Maybe that's it. There you go.
All right. All right, guys. Well, I hope you're having a great morning.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Dude, we are.
Thanks,
Carl. Hope you are as well.
I am.
All right. Have a great day.
Bye.
Bye,
okay.
Guys.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Talking about knockoff Apple Watches. They already hit the Chinese market. Dude, they hit less than 24 hours after a launch. You can pick one up for about the tenth of the price of the real thing. However, in my opinion, you're just wasting $25.
Okay, so
bucks.
I found a list from 247wallstreet.com.
All right.
Which is probably not reputable. But it's the top 10 most counterfeited products in America.
Can I guess?
I haven't looked at number one yet, so yes, you can guess.
Jeans.
On.
I know knockoff brand or jerseys. You know what I mean? Like knockoff brand jerseys or clothing.
Let me see here. It says number 10 is toys.
Okay.
Yeah, so you get a lot of knockoff toys.
I got a super sweet Mexico version of Spider-Man when I was a kid.
Ugh, it's not
those
sweet.
Those are so, like, yeah.
Not
I still
sweet.
Have one
it
in
has,
my office.
It has, like, a cape.
Yeah.
Makes me so upset. Anyway, number 3, wearing apparel or accessories.
Yes!
Counterfeit clothing and accessories were the most seized items in 2012, comprising more than 7,800, or about 29% of all seizures for counterfeit products.
Wow.
Guess what number 2 is?
Apple products.
No, watches or jewelry.
Dang it! I should have said that.
Funny.
I was thinking of Rolexes.
That's funny because number 4 is consumer electronics. Number 2 is watches. So the Apple Watch is going to get counterfeited like crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that's two categories. And then number 1.
Sunglasses.
Nope.
Number one most counterfeited product of all time, the gospel.
Okay. No, not it. I appreciate the spiritual bend, but no, that's not it.
I give up.
Yeah. It's ironic because the most counterfeited product is a handbag or a wallet.
Oh, okay.
So you're trying to save money by getting a fake wallet.
Is money not money? Counterfeit money? Is
you can't counterfeit
list?
Money, man. That's impossible.
Yeah, okay.
That's impossible. Wait, can you counterfeit money?
I mean, you could try. You're probably going to go to prison for a very long
time. It's not illegal.
Yeah.
It's just making your own money.
I got to tell you, honestly, I'm trying to think of times where I actually bought a counterfeit anything.
The phone cord is me.
Yeah.
That's for real.
Those are just like the knockoff brands you see at Walgreens.
Yes. That's or like, the Chargers.
Yeah.
The Charger, yeah.
Ooh.
Anything. The car
I don't
Chargers.
Like stuff like that.
I think people probably buy those knockoff car Chargers more than anything else.
Yeah.
So like, this is going to work. And it's only $10. This is perfect.
Nope. Yeah. Nope. Never going to work.
A week later, it's a piece of plastic that doesn't work.
Exactly.
And you paid $10 for that piece of
plastic.
Guys,
pay the extra couple bucks. Get the real thing. Because as we know, in any area of our life, if it's not the genuine article, chances are it's just going to... It's going to leave you broken and confused.
There you go. If it's not the genuine article, it's probably just a think piece that you'll never understand.
There you go. On the way, we got some Fever. We got some Seosin right now. Dude, I am loving this. I rocked this record yesterday in its entirety. One of my wife's favorite records right now.
Really?
Dude, We Are Voices.
Yeah.
Incredible record.
No way.
Cover to cover.
Nice.
Yeah. Song's called Tear Me Apart. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Welcome back.
Now back to Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Let's take a look at traffic. There is a lot of congestion southbound Coors near Corrales, especially where it intersects with Alameda. So watch out for that. I don't know what's going on. I don't know if there's an accident. Nothing showing up on the map, but... There is slow traffic, I can tell you that much. Also, we have long-term road construction at San Mateo Boulevard and San Diego Avenue Northeast. Mm. That is your update for traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. It's 505-338-3669. It's a change of seasons. It's going to be warm today, 74 degrees.
What?
T-shirt weather.
Booyah.
But it's also broken heart weather.
Man, listen, I need a suntan.
Apparently, people just need more sun because when you have the sun in your life,
yes,
you make less terrible decisions, you're happier.
It's because of vitamin D.
And then maybe less breakups.
Oh.
This change of season, some bad news for your relationship if you're not married. This is the peak breakup time of year. Facebook just released studies. And according to statuses... They found that more people change their status from dating to single just before spring break.
Wow.
So truly, it is spring breakup.
Spring breakup.
In a close second, 2 weeks before Christmas is the second most breakups of the year. But right now, guys, hey, if you love your girl, treat her right. You know what I'm saying? Flowers on the huge.
Or at least...
Notice her eye makeup.
Don't pick so cliche a time to break up with her. Do it at a random time, like in the middle of summer.
Attention to detail, my friends, all right? They care about those things. If she's happened to be sporting your favorite shirt, comment on it.
Say,
let her know.
You're so special to me, I'm going to break up with you right now.
Okay.
In a non-cliche date or season.
No.
Because you're special, and I wanted to treat you that way.
On the flip side... Christmas Day happens to be one of the lowest ranking days for breakups, which is interesting because just 2 weeks prior, everybody's breaking up. So maybe if you can make it through Christmas, you can make it through. They're like waiting to see what that Christmas gift is. I have no idea why spring break is the number one most...
So everybody can go party in Panama City.
I guess so.
That's a terrible idea.
It's becoming a sad trend. I was reading an article this morning that was talking about taking a year off. It's startling to see, but there's actually a woman who decided to take a year off from her marriage so she could go do whatever she wanted.
How'd
and
that
then
work
come
out?
Back to it. Didn't work out like she was expecting.
Oh, yeah. No.
So I'm thinking...
What was she expecting?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Guys, treat your lady right!
Treat her right, man.
Notice things. Stuff and whatnot. Oh, that's it for us!
That is it for us.
It was Monday! In the books!
In the books.
Coming up next, Middays with Mitch. She's got a vibey Monday mixtape.
Yeah.
It's coming up at noon.
Pure moods.
We've been hearing some of the songs that she's prepping for her Monday mixtape, and I'm pretty excited for it.
It seems pretty cool.
Yeah, it's going to be legit.
She always does a really good job for the Monday.
She does. 12 o'clock. You know, by noon... You're like, oh, it's definitely Monday.
Yeah.
So you need something to get you going? Mitch is that person. She's amazing.
Y'all, so. Mitch is real cool. I don't know y'all met her, but she cool.
Stay close for that. That is it for us. We are on out. Tomorrow is New Music Tuesday. Sadly, it's going to be sans our girl, Tam. Oh. She is on vacation. Pray for her while she's across the country.
I've coined it low-quality Tam Tuesday.
Yes, that's right. No Tam. So
no Tam, no quality.
Speaking of quality, though, on the way back, we got some Mickey Echo, some Bleach coming up, and our girl Mitch on the way. If you missed any part of the morning show, you can download the podcast at mystaticradio.com/mornings.
Yeah.
That's it for us. We're on out.
Guys.
Until tomorrow.
Tomorrow's New Music Tuesday is going to be fun.
I can't wait.
It's going to be great.
Yeah, it's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Goodbye.
Static.